Wholesome Friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out.
Hey guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning.
Oh, I love your voice.
No, we've had suspicious. 2 cups of coffee.
Yeah. Thank God.
I need to take some bathroom breaks.
Oh my gosh. I think I already have.
I'm like, oh, rude.
Okay, wait, Courtney and I do have a complaint about your toilet.
It's a little shallow.
It is a little shallow. I like my toilets with depth. I mean, like, because I have so much shit in me that I need to, like,
okay, so two problems. It's shallow and it's elongated.
It is.
So, like, you really have to get back on it.
Get back on it. You just totally changed that song in my head forever.
Oh. You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't want to get back on it. Or I just need to drink more coffee.
So, to the toilet makers of the world, we like them deep.
Yes, like our men, deep and short. No, we don't want them short.
We like it long.
Long and deep. Long and deep.
All right.
Long and deep. Yeah. Easier to straddle.
Oh my gosh. I have so much to say about toilets. You don't even know. But
yeah. Okay. That's not what we're here for today. I mean, we're not your plumbers, but I can play it on TV.
Oh my God. No, we're here to answer a question from Single in Seattle.
Ooh, Single in Seattle.
Single in Seattle. She wants to know, what would you do?
Okay, let's hear it.
So she says, my domestic partner is 38 and I am 36.
Okay. So domestic partner is not married.
Correct.
Yes. Okay.
Just cohabitating.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
We have been together, and I will say, domestic partner is in quotes, and I think that's important.
Yeah. So it's not like we live in a state that doesn't let us get married or whatever. Domestic partner. Okay.
Or she could be like insinuating that
I'm not down with this.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the vibe.
Okay. Maybe she wants to get married instead of being living together.
I wouldn't put it in quotes unless I was pissed about it.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm reading too much. No, let's let her say her piece. We'll see.
So my quote unquote domestic partner is 38, I'm 36. We have been together for 10 years, raising our 2 kids, ages 8 and 5.
Oh yeah, so they're legit. They are
10 years is a long time.
And how old are they?
The kids are 8 and 5.
No, so the couple.
Oh, 38 and 36.
Okay.
So they got together when she was
26.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like normal time.
Normal time frame.
Having kids at 30.
Yeah, that totally sounds like a normal
time frame
and stuff like that.
Trajectory. Yeah. So.
And being domestic partners or not, it just depends on what the couple feels about that. So, that works for some people. That doesn't work for other people. Let's find out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Where they are.
So, and 2 kids, and in my mind, I'm thinking when my kids were 8 and 5, they were that close in age, generally.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember specifically when my kids became that age, it changes the dynamics of your relationship.
It does, because they go back to school.
They're in school, and you have like your first taste of freedom.
Yes,
that you haven't had in a while.
It's totally
and those true. Those young years are intense in a different, unique way.
Yes,
every stage is different.
Yeah,
but
and
it's a little scary. And I said, you know how we have our the 7 year mark, the 7 year itch or whatever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it relates to like at that time in a relationship.
When the kids start going back to
school. You're getting freedom and you're realizing, I forgot who you are.
I totally agree. So
I wonder if anything like that's going into play. I don't know. But yes, so that's kind of the picture we're painting, right? They feel like normal
they've been committed
for 10 years and now the first glimpse of
who are we again? Because we just got through Toddlerville.
Yes. So they have built a life full of routines, and that's kind of how it is.
That you have to.
You yeah. have to. School drop-offs, work commutes, mm-hmm. the worst. Late night Netflix binges after the kids are asleep.
Aww, so they're just a cutie patootie normal couple.
Yep. We share bills. That's the gross part. Responsibilities and memories, which is
so that's good. That's normal. That's normal.
That sounds healthy.
Yeah, we do. And it's nice that they share them. It's not like, but, oh, this is all you, this is all me.
Here's the important part. They do not share a marriage license.
Okay, this is where the quotes go.
So I just found out he listed himself as quote unquote single.
Where?
On a medical insurance form for work.
Okay. Now, is this because was
not
there
a domestic partner?
So there was an option for domestic partner.
Well, do they get some break? I mean, a financial break if he is single?
Some companies will respect a domestic partner and some won't. And usually the companies that put domestic partner on the sheet respect it, and the ones that don't.
Well, and this is kind of an interesting thing because when people who were homosexual, they were allowed to get married, it was because of insurance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like it was like, we have this whole life built together.
Exactly.
But we don't get the same benefits that married couples do. Like we don't get a break on insurance. We don't get a break on taxes the way that somebody that's married would. Mm-hmm. And it was like, unconstitutional. And so that was why like they made that change.
Yes.
Was to allow everyone.
Yes. And that's cool too. Like if you guys aren't into, we don't believe in the marriage license.
Because otherwise but, very discriminatory. Like
yeah, the domestic partner.
Being discriminatory by not allowing for that to happen. So that was actually why that got pushed, right? Mm-hmm. That went through, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And yet, so they still have that option out here. Single versus domestic partner. So to me, the first thing that pops into my mind, why would he check single? Because like, duh, you want to save money.
Absolutely. And protect like, your domestic
partner. That almost
partner.
Feels like I'm intentionally saying I'm single.
Yeah.
And I'm intentionally choosing to pay more money than I would to like insure my family.
But, I mean,
that's the first thought that pops into my head.
I don't know. I hope she gives us more information because like I would hope that it was either he didn't read the full thing, he just, you know, or I would hope that maybe they didn't have domestic partner as an option. I mean, did she say that domestic partner was an option?
Well, she just says that he didn't select domestic partner.
Okay, so that means it like, was an option.
That's what it sounds like to me.
So also we have to consider what is the she's in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
What is the common law marriage time frame? Because people can be married if they're living together for a certain amount of time.
And every state is different.
Like yeah, some usually states it's don't 8 even to 10 years and not recognized.
I kind of would think that Seattle is more liberal in that sense.
And they might not recognize that. Because some people choose to not get married and they don't want to have that like legal tie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they would like that. As an option for them their whole life.
My mother and stepfather were together for 20 years. They never got married, but they had a legal divorce.
Because they were common law.
Mm-hmm. Which is, some people want to avoid that. Mm-hmm. And they want to have the choice. Like, just because we're cohabitating doesn't mean that we want to have any legal ties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone, I don't know, I kind of feel like they should have a right to choose that. But every state is different about that law.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't know. I don't know how Washington is.
Yeah, so I'm just I have questions. Like, so it sounds like he intentionally picked single. I understand he can't click that right down that he's married because he's not married.
Who knows what the state laws are? Should we look into it?
But married versus like I don't know. I guess this is a question too. Like I don't consider common law married to be the same as married. I mean, even though I think like for a form, I would feel if I was common law married, I would feel awkward on a legal form marking married, because I would feel like, oh my God, are they going to tell
what
me
about
I have
being if domestic something, partner?
If something now, I would mark down domestic partner in a heartbeat, but I would feel really bad. Like if I put down, well, yeah, no, we're common law married. And then my partner, like I was paying for insurance that as married and stuff. And then my partner gets cancer. And then the insurance company, because they're assholes, would come back and say, sorry, you're not married. You're not covered. You lied. Insurance fraud. We're not covering anything.
Yeah.
So I could totally, like, if I was common law married, I would not mark married. Because insurance companies are going to find any way they can to get around pain.
Isn't that sad?
It's pathetic.
That's so
well,
sad.
It sounds to me that her feelings are more hurt than anything.
I think that's
I even just from a legal. Yeah.
Let's keep reading because we don't know all the legal intricacies.
Mm-hmm.
But she goes on to say, to him, it's just paperwork. But to me, now we get into
it's my security.
It feels like a gut punch. Proof he still doesn't see us as permanent, no matter the decade together or the family we've built.
Oh my gosh.
So there we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would hurt.
So it's not so much about the legal ramifications or the cost. It's just that he's not recognizing the life they've built together.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, it would feel pretty painful. So, okay. Well, she feels invisible and unchosen, as if our life together is temporary despite the kids.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, like I've thought a lot about this because I'm like, what is a marriage certificate? Does it mean you're going to love someone forever? No.
Yeah.
All it is it's a tax document.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have much more meaning than that. Like anyone can
get
one.
Well, it doesn't stop people from having affairs.
It doesn't.
Like being married does not stop people from doing things that are considered monogamy. You know, you're not necessarily monogamous and dedicated to each other.
Do you know,
just makes it harder for people to legally separate.
Do you know what?
Stuff.
Like before I had kids with my ex-husband, if I hadn't been married to him, it would have been 7 million. I would not.
A million times easier
for me to leave. Like I probably stayed with him. I know I did. I stayed with him because we were married and I didn't want to be a failure.
That's one of the reasons I didn't run fast,
but I also didn't get out of the relationship. I knew 9 months in, I should have gotten out.
Are such a commitment.
Yeah.
No matter what happens in a person's life, you will always have children to tie you together.
Absolutely.
Always, always, always.
Absolutely.
So to me, it feels like if your plan is to have children with someone.
Then get married. I agree.
Because you're going to get all the tax breaks, the insurance breaks.
Yeah.
And you are committed. You have children together. Mm-hmm. You chose to do that.
And you want to live together. Like if you have an oops, we got pregnant and you guys are like, okay, well, we'll have to figure out a parenting plan. You know, we're not.
I think though, that if you want to like cohabitate for a lifetime and not have children, then like it's
fine.
It's just a tax document.
I agree.
At this point, like
100%. And to me, it just seems silly because why wouldn't you want it for insurance? Like, okay, it's really nice for, you know, you guys to have more insurance options. It's also nice because like you guys get each other's social security benefits later. If one of you dies, you can, you know,
I mean, there are
so many things.
There are a lot of benefits, but at the same time, like, okay. So there's this new concept and I can't remember what they're calling them, purple marriages or something, where it's just the cost of living is insane. People can't afford
to live.
Absolutely. So they are having, you know, on certificates marriages so that they can get the same benefits as married people.
My daughter and her best friend have decided
they're
going to do that.
Still dating other people.
My daughter and have decided that they're going to do that.
A lot of people are starting to do that. And then
later they're like, if we get to 30 or 35 and we're still best friends and neither of us sees that in our future, let's just go ahead and get married so we can.
Right.
Yeah. They're like, let's just do that.
I mean, that it feels a little bit short-sighted to me. Mm-hmm. Just because we know like how difficult divorce and you don't know what 20 years later is going to do.
Like,
that's kind of a bummer that like our economy is shit that people are resorting to that.
Yeah.
As a way to save money
because
it is a little short-sighted.
Hopefully with AI, we'll have deflation instead of, you know, AI should like the Industrial Revolution created deflation and AI is the same.
I don't want to go into this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We're not going to go into this.
Yeah, carry on.
So anyway, so she's feeling invisible and chosen. He has this marriage is just a piece of paper. Like, you know, and hates being pressured. But secretly, he's afraid of repeating his parents' ugly divorce.
Okay, so it is emotional. So in this, it actually is an emotional reason why he does not want the commitment.
Yeah.
So this is legit.
Okay.
Well, here's the thing that he's not seeing is mm-hmm. that
he's already there.
It doesn't matter if you're divorced or not. It's all you, have children. It's going to be hard no matter what.
Yeah. Well, he's already in that situation. He's already made.
He's committed.
He's the committed. So he's kind of being a dick. He's not being a dick. He's a chicken. He's being a chicken, He's being a chicken shit.
A chicken shit.
And he was acting on fear. He's being a chicken shit.
Well,
he's acting
on fear.
Because
it's all about what he's.
Yeah.
Like,
and
he's putting
selfish.
That on paper because of what mm-hmm. he. It's all about what he wants, thinks. He wants to see for his own idea of his relationship.
Yes.
But what it actually is that he is, yes, he is in a committed relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And yes, it doesn't matter what happens. It's
if you
all going
to
be.
You choose to raise children together. You are committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's.
So.
I mean, so what do you do with that? You're like, okay, you know.
And here's the other thing. Like, you can look at your parents as a learning tool of like what you do or don't want to do. And you as an individual
get to choose
what you do with your life. You're not your parents.
So, and the fact that he needs
to kind of grow up.
And I think honestly, this is just about that. It's the fact that he is not, he's taking the easy path because it lets him avoid doing the work he needs to do.
And that's
he
what
has
I'm about
work
to say.
He
what
needs
would
to
you do?
Do?
So what would you do?
Well, also, it's not like he's trying to prove to anybody else that he's not married. It's not like he's trying to like attract the woman who's reading the paper and think, you know, he's not like, going, hey, I'm not married. What do you want to date? It's not about making anyone else think he's not married. It's all about his own emotional
unwillingness to grow past his fears. And here's the thing, you know, you marry the person and she committed to him too. So she accepted this about who he was. So there is an element
she's been accepting it for probably.
Yeah.
Nine years,
honestly, she probably.
8 years, 9 months.
The fact of the matter is that you have to accept the partner you're with. So you can't expect them to change.
Yeah.
And so when she committed to raising children with him, she did accept it. So I feel like me being like, oh, he's such a selfish asshole is a little bit unfair in that. However, what I'm going to say is we're going to grow together
mm-hmm.
element.
There's a lack of growth.
And if there's a lack of growth happening in a relationship and you're saying, I don't like the lack of growth in our relationship. And it's okay for her to say, this doesn't work for me anymore. And just because she's accepted it for years, she's starting to get bitter.
Yeah.
She's becoming very bitter. And she's only going to become more and more bitter. She cannot change him.
Does she say that they've talked about it?
It doesn't say anything about that.
Well, first of all,
I don't know that because we haven't finished.
Okay, sorry.
I have. What would you do? I know it seems trivial, but I'm tired of the kids asking why we have different names and don't wear wedding rings. So
she's embarrassed.
Yeah, but we don't know if they've talked
like
about
she's
it
being...
or not. I would imagine when they got pregnant, that may have.
But maybe she.
They have talked about it because he's told her
he put down
it's
single.
A piece of paper and he's afraid of repeating his parents' divorce.
Yeah, so they have talked about it. And she also expressed to him, you freaking put down single instead of even domesticated partner. Like, it's one thing. It's one thing to have your fear.
Well, maybe she just
stop us
it.
From being
we don't
married.
Know if they talked about his, the way he filled out this form.
But how would she know about it?
Talked about marriage at all.
Maybe. Yeah, we don't
know. First of all, I don't know what's happened, but first of all, whether they have or they haven't, they still need to have another in-depth conversation about what you...
Yes.
And what do you... You know, we are, mm-hmm. for all intents and purposes, married.
They are.
Even though there's not a paper here, if we separate, it could
they're
be
still
just
gonna have to go
as...
They're going to have to go through the all the exact same processes.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to avoid that, she can even say, if you want to avoid that, I suggest, mm-hmm. like maybe, once again, they need to do couples therapy.
Yeah.
And see what...
Because if the hang up is he doesn't want to be his parents, well, he needs to learn that he's actually his own person.
Yeah. Yep. And his relationships are his based upon his decisions, not other people's.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. I mean, he is not understanding how she's feeling. Obviously, he's like going, it's maybe he's thinking, what does it matter, you know, whether we are, mm-hmm.
it's
you
just,
know, doesn't.
It's just a piece of paper. And also he can do the whole thing of, you know, it's the same difference. You forcing me to get the piece of paper because you would feel better with it is the same difference. Okay, so this is one of the things.
Same difference. Finish your sentence.
As the same difference as me asking, you know, me not getting married. Like, you're just, you know, so how come it's okay for you to force it at me, but it's not okay for me to force it at you? So these are the arguments my ex-husband. My ex-husband, when I was in college, I was the one with the potential.
Oh, so in other words, there's no such thing as compromise in a relationship. That's the undercurrent that I hear when someone makes a statement mm-hmm. like that. And yes. That's another area of growth.
Well, but so here's the thing. But what I'm going to say is here's where the difference is.
Yeah.
These men, and I hate to be this way, so... Like, give me a little bit of grace with this, people, because I know I'm not going to say it in a kind, great way.
Okay. There's a reason there's an X.
Yes. No. But here's the thing. I did all the sacrificing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I held up. He was like, no, we're going to be together. It was understood that I would move to his tiny little town in the middle of nowhere. It was understood that I changed my degree, you know, my degree. I followed the things that would let him.
You made all the compromises.
I made all of the compromises. And as soon as I did that, I was like, okay, you know, and I just remember, I'm supposed to move to this tiny little town here in the middle of nowhere.
But,
and he still hadn't proposed to me, even though I changed my entire life to fit what he said he wanted. I didn't want to get married. I didn't want to be with him. He's like, no, you're my person. You need to, you know, and so I was like.
So it's like, okay. We have to decide what are the battles we want to fight and what are the battles we don't want to fight.
Well,
because some battles truly don't need to be
and
fought.
And here's the thing. Some guys, though, will be like, okay, so you guys will make the plan. Okay, well, we're going to, you know, we're going to get married. We're going to do this stuff and all that stuff. Okay, and I'll move to your town. You'll do all of the stuff that you need to do. You'll do your end of it to get to that spot. And then when it's time for them to do their part, they'll be like, oh, well, no, we can like do that later, or we don't really need to do that. And you're like, no, you don't understand. I just did all of my side. And now you're saying that it's not going to happen.
So the bottom line to me is, if you are with somebody who doesn't want to support your growth and you're not supporting their growth,
yeah,
and they're not willing to change that,
then you
might
need to
not
go.
Be a healthy relationship.
So maybe
and that might
you
be
go to counseling and you find out if you need to get married or if you need to move on.
Yeah, because yeah. It sounds like she loves a lot of things about their relationship mm-hmm. and him. And it's functioning fairly well.
Yes.
But, I mean,
the underlying bitterness
is going to
destroy it.
Yeah.
It is. It's not just a piece of paper.
Nope.
It's not just a check mark.
The choice to not respect each other mm-hmm. by making the statement or not. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. It is a do or die. It is, are we doing this or are we not doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know what? If we're not doing this, I need to know, because she's already wasted.
Yeah.
10 years.
It is. It's definitely a have the conversation, talk about couples mm-hmm. therapy.
And if he's not willing to do even that,
yeah.
then it's like, oh,
then you have your answer.
Yeah.
And I'm really sorry. And it's going to be hard. But listen, being someone who put up with that and dealt with that for 20, it took me. And it's harder the longer you wait.
The harder it is to get out. But I also think the more that you allow for somebody to just
take advantage of you,
the more you're training them that that's
exactly
what you do.
It's exactly. And here's
you're training
the thing
each
too.
Other to behave certain
here's
ways.
The thing too. You are going to be the one who starts becoming more bitter. You are going to be the one
because your
stops.
Boundaries aren't being
yes.
Made
you're
going
to be the one who's going to start being not you in this situation because.
I think it was Brené Brown that she said, when you feel resentment, it's because your boundaries aren't being respected.
And you're allowing that.
You're allowing it, and you might not be communicating that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so communicate your boundaries.
And then if it's not going to work out, I hate to say it, it's harsh.
Mm-hmm.
Leave.
Yep. That's what we would do.
Because you're going to be in this tug of war. Yeah. 4 years.
You're not going to be able to get over
with
it.
With the same outcome.
Yeah, the resentment is already there. So yeah. If the resentment isn't resolved, you cannot have trust where there's resentment.
Yep. So that's what we would do.
Yeah.
All right.
So
once again, we are not licensed therapists.
We are not licensed
therapists. We are giving you advice as our friends. Yes. As friends.
As friends. That's what I would tell my friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're our friends.
Ask us your questions. Hop on www.myperfectromance.com. All the dots, all the W's, no spaces.
Yeah.
And
I love how fast you do that.
I know. That's why she does it every time.
Because Valerie was ready to sign up, but I'm like, no, we got to tell them how they can find us.
I know. I will I just need my XOXO. That's my thing. That's all I do. Check.
Yes. And then tell your friends to listen. And yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Love it all.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
XOXO.